Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. May we prefer nothing to the love of Christ. May he lead us all to the fullness of life. The martyrs living now with Christ in suffering were tried, their anguish overthrown by love when on his cross they died. Across the centuries they come in constancy unmoved. Their loving hearts make no complaint, in silence they are proved. No one has ever measured love or weighed it with a hand, but God, who knows the inmost heart, gives them the promised land. Beloved martyrs, let us join your shouts of joy and praise, and show us how to follow Christ, who leads us all our days. Praise Abba, Word and Spirit blessed, who guide us through the night in ways that reach beyond the stars to everlasting light. Amen. They did no wrong to anyone, but bore patiently wrongs done to them, praying for their enemies in the love of Christ. I trust in God, even when I say, I am sorely afflicted. I believe, even when I cry out, there is no one I can trust. What gift can repay Adonai for such goodness to me? I will raise the cup of freedom as I call on the holy name. I will fulfill all my vows in the presence of the people. O precious in your eyes, Adonai, is the death of your faithful ones. It is I, the servant you love, the one you have freed from bondage, who calls to you now for help. I bring an offering of thanks as I call on your name. I will fulfill my vows to you, Adonai, standing before your assembly, in the courts of your house, my God, in the very heart of Jerusalem. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. They did no wrong to anyone, but bore patiently wrongs done to them, praying for their enemies in the love of Christ.
A reading from the life of Saint Meinrad. At last, this strong athlete went out to the fight with God's help, and did not deny his presence to the murderers. First offering them words of greeting, he then said, O friends, why did you come so late? why didn't you hurry and come and hear my humble Mass so that I could pray to our common Lord on your behalf? But even now, go in, ask God and his saints to be gentle with you, and afterwards return to me so that I may share, for the love of God, whatever blessing I can offer you that he bestows. And so finish the work that you have come to do. So they went into the oratory, not intent on what he had urged them to do, but rather on the evil they had come to commit, and they came back to him quickly. The man of God gave them his tunic and kukula, and added as well bread and drink, saying, "Take these things from my hands. Indeed, once you finish what you have come to do, you can take for yourselves whatever you want of these things here. For I know that you have come to kill me. But one favor I beg of you. After you have ended the course of my present life, place these candles which you see and which I made for this very purpose, one burning at my head and one at my feet. Then afterwards, quickly leave this place, lest those who are used to visit me come upon you and force you to pay the penalty of your crime." Thanks be to God.
On this day the blessed martyr Meinrad suffered a cruel death, but won the crown of victory. On this day the blessed Agnes, like a lamb led to the slaughter, offered her life from the flames, but won the crown of victory. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. On this day the blessed martyr Meinrad suffered a cruel death, but won the crown of victory. The blessed Agnes prayed from the midst of the flames, "O mighty one, I have loved you, I have sought you. You are the one I choose to serve. My heart is radiant with Adonai, my whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones, while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The blessed Agnes, prayed from the midst of the flames. O mighty one, I have loved you, I have sought you. You are the one I choose to serve.
You made the martyrs powerful witnesses, even to the point of giving up their lives. Help all Christians to give faithful witness to your word. You called so many to extraordinary lives of loving their families, their neighbors, and those in need. May their examples inspire each of us to love all whom you place in our lives. You invited many to journey ever deeper into the mystery and beauty of your love, and to share their experience in mystical wisdom, poetry, music, or art. Bless all who share their gifts and talents in celebrating your beauty and enriching the lives of others. You called ordinary people in every generation to search for truth, to dismantle the institutions of oppression, and to work for justice and peace. May we hear the cry of the poor and follow in the footsteps of the saints. Bring all who have died into the company of heaven, with Meinrad, Agnes, and all your saints, and give us also a place in the unending fellowship of your reign.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Great fire of charity, you kindled in St. Agnes and St. Meinrad a generous love and a heartfelt compassion for those who were about to kill them. As we remember their lives and their legends, empower us to follow the gospel's command that we love our enemies, do good to those who hate us, and pray for those who wish us harm. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the God of love fill us with all joy and peace, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true Maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people.